nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Gonna stop me now.
Attach lead wire C to terminal D.
Austin, guess what today is?
Wednesday?
Yes. But better than that, this is the day we found out how to get rich, just like Miss Elvira Worth.
Who's Elvira Worth?
More to the point, what is Elvira Worth? Listen to this. This came in the mail today. Miss Elvira Worth, a housewife from the Queen, Arkansas, turned a $500 investment.
I can't understand a word you're saying. Miss Elvira Worth, a housewife from the Queen's, Arkansas, turned a $500 investment
in the
stock market
into
millions
overnight.
We can.
To
Malky, leave your money in the bank. Forget about the stock market. You know nothing about it.
Well, of course I do. Don't be ridiculous. On Meepos, I sell my sheep at the stock market.
No. Malky, American stock markets don't deal in livestock. The stocks they buy and sell are shares in businesses.
That sounds more exciting than our stock market. But it smells better too, huh? Are there any other pluses?
Well, yes, there are. Depending on whether the business makes money or not, the value of your stock goes up or down.
Oh, I want the kind of stock that goes up.
Well, that's very shrewd. But sometimes your stock goes down.
No, I don't want that kind.
No. No one does. Unfortunately, there's no way of knowing whether your stock will go up or down. Valky, I think you should forget about the stock market.
No, Coulson, I want you to help me buy stocks.
It's very complicated. You could lose your shirt. Your money. Your money. You could lose your money. You're not going to invest in the stock market, and that's that.
Oh, that's that, is that?
Yes, that's that. I'm not going to help you lose your money.
All right, fine. No skin off my head. I'll just go ask Marianne to help me lose my money.
Oh, wait. You don't want to ask Marianne. All right. Look, if you're determined to do this, I'll help you.
Oh, thank you, Coulson.
Here's the business section. This is a listing of all the stocks. Now, which one do you want to buy?
There's so many.
All right, here's one I've heard good things about. Unicorn.
Oh, I like unicorns. You say that they don't sell animals. You try to fool Balky.
Unicorn is the United Corn Corporation. They make breakfast foods like sugar oatsies and raisin puffs.
Raisin puffs are my favorite. You get 100 raisins in every box of unicorn raisin puffs. How many shares can I buy?
Well, how much money do you want to invest?
$38.
$38? All this is for $38?
And 10 cents.
All right, well, if I lend you $1.90, you can buy one share.
Oh, boy! We can be partners.
No, consider it a gift.
Of course. Isn't it wonderful? An hour ago, I was a babe in the woodpile. I don't know nothing about the stock market. And now, thanks to you, I'm on my way to becoming a business typhoon.
Balky, a typhoon is
a tropical storm. I know that. I was just kidding. Cut me some slack, cousin.
Balky, you don't have time to play with the lint brush. Jennifer and Marianne will be here any minute. We have reservations for 8 o'clock.
Cousin, I have a surprise for you. I got my unicorn stock certificate.
And you framed it.
Yes, I did. Isn't it beautiful?
Yes, it brightens up the whole room.
Oh.
Late. I just couldn't find anything to wear.
You look stunning. That's your color.
Thank you. I borrowed this outfit from Marianne.
Jennifer and Marianne, I have a surprise for you.
Oh, don't tell me. Let me guess.
No sense hurting yourself, Marianne. Why don't you just let Balky tell us?
Better yet, why don't I just show you? Come on. This is it.
What are we supposed to be looking at?
Balky just bought his first share of stock in the United Corn Corporation.
I own a piece of America.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. You know, we at Unicorn make many fine products for the home. But the backbone of our company is Raisin Poofs. It's a cereal chock full of naturally sweet raisins. Raisins, they're nature's candy.
I'll get my car keys and maybe we can get out of here before he sings the jingle.
I used to eat Raisin Poofs, but I don't anymore. There aren't enough raisins.
Oh, that's impossible. Raisin Poofs guarantees 100 raisins in every box. Look, I'll show you. Right on the box it says 100 raisins in each box. So you see, Raisin Poofs without the raisins is like Snow White without her 7 dorks.
Marianne may have been mistaken.
You bet your bottom digda she was. Look at this. See this? Where are the raisins? They must be in here.
Well, let's go. Why does Balky have a box on his face?
He lost his raisins.
Right, okay, ladies.
Why would my company do this? Why would they say that they put 100 raisins in every box and then they don't put 100 raisins in every box?
Well, maybe this is a signal to sell your stock, Balky.
They must be in here. Maybe they're all down at the bottom.
Balky, what are you doing? Remember, we have reservations.
Listen, I'm in the middle of a company crisis.
I don't know what you're doing, but couldn't you do it later?
No, cousin, please, you go to the restaurant with Jennifer and Marianne, and I come to you when I'm finished.
Well, let's go to the restaurant, and Balky can join us whenever he's finished his raisin count.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Please let there be 100. 18. two, three, four.
Falky, you're here.
Six.
Where have you been?
Seven.
I called from the restaurant. There was no answer. I don't know how many times I let it ring. 15, 16?
17, 18. Cousin, I was at the store. One.
Oh,
two.
My Lord. Falky, how many boxes of Raisin Bumps have you opened?
Eight,
one,
nine,
two, three,
ten,
four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13.
I have opened 13 boxes of Raisin Puffs, and not one of them has even close to 100 raisins. Oh, I'm so disheveled. My new family has been cheating the public.
Family? What family?
The unicorn family. Mr. Henry Castleman, the chairman of the board, writes me a letter and tells me I'm the newest member of the family.
Falky, this is a form letter.
Well, it does have a nice shape.
Families don't send form letters. Businesses do. Cold, impersonal companies who are only interested in the bottom line, making a buck. Falky, you are letting the stock thing take over your life. This is not your responsibility.
Yes, it is. What happens when you own a business, you're responsible for everything.
Oh, oh, I just had a terrific idea. Why don't you just sell your stock and forget the whole thing?
I can't.
Okay, then I'll sell it.
No.
Then I'll buy it. Falky, please, I'm hungry. I just want to go back to the restaurant and have dinner.
You don't understand. I have to make this right.
How? How? How are you going to do that?
I'll go to Unicorn and I tell them they have to stop cheating the public.
Oh, tell who? Falky, tell who? Unicorn is a big corporation. They have thousands of employees. Who are you going to talk to?
Oh, who am I going to talk to?
Who are you going to talk to?
I'm going to talk to the man who puts raisins in the boxes.
Wrong! He takes his orders from his foreman.
Well, then I'll go to his foreman.
And they'll send you to the plant manager.
Well, now we're getting somewhere.
No, no, we are not. Falky, Falky, Unicorn is a huge corporation. They have factories all over the world. They have layers of authority. The plant manager will send you to the district manager, who'll send you to the regional manager. You'll have to talk to treasurers, controllers, assistant vice presidents, second vice presidents, first vice presidents. And this doesn't make any difference because they all take their orders from the chairman of the board.
Well, then I'll go see him.
He won't see you.
Why you make me go see all those other people?
To teach you a lesson. This is hopeless, Falky. You are only one man with one share. They won't listen.
Well, cousin, if you come with me, we'll be two men with one share. And then they will have to listen. I want to see Mr. Castleman.
Do you have an appointment?
No.
Then you can't see him.
Thank you for your help.
Can he make an appointment?
Only through the appointment secretary.
Can I see her?
Not without an appointment.
Come on.
No, no.
Come on.
Cousin, cousin,
come on.
Cousin,
I... Okay, I'll buy you some ice cream.
No, cousin. No. The public is being cheated, and if I don't do something about it, I'm cheating them too. I know Mr. Castleman will understand if I can just talk to him. Did you come here to help me or to see me fail?
All right, all right. But if we're really going to see this guy, we're going to have to use subterfuge.
Well, of course we are. Don't be ridiculous. Do you have some on you?
Falky, subterfuge is just a big word for sneakiness.
Oh,
Excuse me, I think there's been a misunderstanding. Even though Mr. Bartokomus does not have an appointment, I'm sure Mr. Castleman will want to see him. Mr. Bartokomus is a substantial stockholder.
My car, Miss Abrams.
Mr. Castleman, I want to see you. I come to talk to you.
I'm not Mr. Castleman. I'm Mr. Crocker.
I'm Lawrence Appleton, and this is one of your major stockholders, Balky Aristotle Bartokomus. Of the Mediterranean Bartokomuses.
Do you ever hear of my little island, Meepos?
You have an island? Well, I'm always happy to meet a major stockholder. Care for some coffee, cappuccino, espresso?
Are you the waiter?
No, I'm executive vice president, soon to be top dog.
Oh. What are you now, deputy dog?
Coffee will do.
Miss Abrams, please. And use the china.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bartokomus is here to see Mr. Castleman.
Oh, you can deal with me. I'm taking over for him when he retires. Gentlemen, please. Now then, what seems to be the problem?
Raisins.
Raisins?
There are no enough raisins in the raisin poofs.
But I'm sure this is a matter Mr. Bartokomus should be taking up with Mr. Castleman.
Oh, how many shares did you say you own?
100,000.
100,000.
No, one share.
One share. Is this a joke?
Ah, yes. It's a joke. Mr. Bartokomus is an internationally known cut-up. Now, if we can just move this along, Mr. Castleman can give Mr. Bartokomus 5 minutes and we can be off to our dinner at the White House.
Cousin, you said sneaky, but this is lying. I only have one share. But I think this is very important, and I want to see Mr. Castleman.
Here's the coffee.
Forget the coffee. Get security.
Yes.
No, we are friends of Mr. Castleman. Look, he writes me a letter.
Castleman sends out millions of these. They're written by machines.
Mr. Crocker, this man has put his trust and his faith in your company. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
No.
Here they are.
Throw these two out.
No, we just want to see Mr. Castleman for 5 minutes.
Come on, you guys. We don't want to hurt you.
And we don't want to be hurt.
Let's go.
No, Cousin, I don't like this. Do something.
Balky, we took our best shot.
Not enough raisins, really.
Crying out loud.
Mr. Castleman, you're wanted in the outer office.
Mr. Castleman,
you're wanted in the outer office.
What the hell is going on in here?
Would you like some coffee, Mr. Castleman?
No. Oh. This is nothing to concern yourself with, H.C.
Mr. Castleman, we come to see you.
Do I know you?
Well, you sent me a letter.
Oh. You're one of our stockholders.
He only owns one share, H.C.
He's still a stockholder.
Oh, good point, H.C.
What did he come to see me about?
There are no enough raisins in the raisin poofs.
You want more than 100?
What he means is there aren't 100 in each box, and he can prove it.
What do you want us to do? Count them? We can do that.
I have only 41.
49 here.
38.
44. And the 4 I eat makes 48.
This is outrageous. I promised the public 100 raisins in every box. Who's responsible for this? Who's responsible for this?
So I skimped a little on the raisins. I saved the company a bundle.
Crocker.
Yes, sir.
Put those raisins back.
But, sir, the savings to the
company. Put them back.
Yes, sir. Good idea, sir.
And apologize to Mr. Bartokomus.
But, sir.
Apologize?
I'm sorry, Mr. Bartokomus. Please accept my apology.
Oh, it's okay. To forgive is divine. To be an airhead is human.
Why my daughter married that nitwit, I'll never know.
Does anybody want any coffee?
No,
thank you.
I don't know why I bother.
I'm really glad you brought this to my attention, son.
He called me son.
A lot of people think business is cold and impersonal. All we're interested in is making a buck.
That thought never crossed our minds. Well, that thought never crossed his mind.
Would you do me a favor? Would you sign my form letter?
Oh, I'd be happy to, sir. Have you boys ever seen the city from a helicopter?
Well, no.
Too bad. Kidding! Just because I'm rich doesn't mean I'm not a fun guy. What do you say we go buzz the Kellogg Factory?
You know, Balky, that Castleman is a fun guy.
But you know what was the best part?
Racing the police helicopter?
That was fun. But no, Cousin, the best part was that thanks to you, America is going to have raisins coming out of her ears.
What do you mean, thanks to me? I was the guy who said one man couldn't make a difference, and I was wrong about that.
Well, yes, you did, but you were also the man that said, if you want to change something, you got to go to the top guy.
No, I think I said, if you get to the top guy, he'd throw you out.
Well, yes, you did, but you were also the man that said, you got to use subterfuge.
Which didn't work at all.
You're not going to let me say anything nice about you, are you?
All right, go ahead.
That's it.
Could you say it again? I missed it.
Cousin, it's simple. If you hadn't told me what not to do, I would never have known what I should have been doing. And because you came with me to stop me from doing what I wanted to do but should not have been doing, I was able to do what had to be done even though you didn't want me to do it.
Well, I'm glad I could help.